Emergency episode. The New York Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator. And now the rumors have already begun. Will Aaron Rodgers be next in line to join his former offensive coordinator in Green Bay? Can the Jets actually land Rodgers? We'll talk about the Hackett hiring and the potential of Rodgers and gangrene. And it's all coming up next on an emergency episode of Gang's All Here from the New York Post. Ooh, welcome back. It's an emergency episode of Gang's All Here, our New York Jets podcast from the New York Post. Jake Brown here alongside Brian Costello. It's been, what, like 2 weeks, but we are back, and you know why we are back, because the New York Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator. There's lots to unpack around this move. I'll hand it off to you to start. I like the move. I want to know what you think.
Let me see who the quarterback is, Jake. As I said many times before on this podcast, I'm more about players than coaches. I think it's fine hire. I don't find anything wrong with the hire. I think it makes sense. He's experienced. I didn't think the Jets could hire a first-time offensive coordinator again after Mike LaFleur. I thought they needed someone who's done it before. LaFleur's done it. His most impressive work, Jake, I know we're going to focus on his work with another team a lot here, but his most impressive work was with Jacksonville. And he was a coordinator when they went to the AFC Championship game with Blake Bortles at quarterback. He got the most out of Bortles. So that was, you know, that's the most impressive thing. Obviously, he has experience in Green Bay. He was not the play caller in Green Bay, but was involved in, you know, the offense there, was the offense coordinator. So from an experience standpoint, makes sense to me. Sala knows him. They work together in Jacksonville. I think that helps. I don't know if you've ever hired anyone in your life, Jake, but it's a very difficult experience. And if you know someone, you're much more comfortable with that person than if you're hiring somebody you just interviewed. So, you know, talking to people throughout the process, I kind of got the sense that Sala was having a tough time with guys he didn't know. So I kept coming kind of back to Hackett because I thought he checked those two boxes, which were big ones. In terms of the offense, you know, we'll see. Like, Jake, I've lived this so many times with so many different offensive coordinators. They all come in and say the same crap. And then, you know, the season comes and you see what happens. So I need to see that on the field. And like I said, I need to see who his quarterback is. Joe Douglas has to give him some offensive linemen. They got to fix that. But there are pieces here with Garrett Wilson, with Elijah Moore, with Breece Hall coming back. I think Michael Carr is a good player. They've got the tight ends. So I think there's stuff to work with, unlike some other past offensive coordinator hires.
Well, I didn't know Andrew Hartz, and that was part of the reason why we hired him. So I don't know if I directly hired him. It might have been the boss that did, but I have worked with Hartz in two different places before this. He worked with Matt LaFleur, and now he's replacing Mike LaFleur. How about that? That is
there's a lot of connections here.
Jake. A lot of connections. And listen, like you said, I think they needed someone who's called plays. He's done it. Me and Hartz were discussing before. I almost forgot that he took the Jaguars to the AFC Championship. Like, that's almost forgotten. You're like, how the hell did Blake Bortles, you know, who talks about if he wasn't in the NFL, he'd be ripping cigs as a construction worker. How did he take him to the AFC Championship and nearly beat the Patriots? They lost that game by 4 points in a 10-6 season. He went to the NFC Championship twice. He's been to 3 championship games as an OC. And, you know, that's more than just the coordinator. It's a good quarterback. It's everything else. But that's not bad in your resume. And obviously last year hurts. 4-11, fired during the season, which rarely happens in your first season. But I also think there was a lot of other dysfunction. There was dysfunction with Russell Wilson there, and there was a lot of people not getting along. So I don't think that was all on Hackett.
Yeah, I mean, look, the 4-11, the game management stuff, you know, kicking the field goal in week 1, where I was week 1 in Seattle, where he kicked the long field goal. That stuff doesn't matter. He's now the offensive coordinator, right? Like, you're not hiring to be the head coach. What does matter is what happened with the offense in Denver, because they were dreadful. And, you know, I don't think Russell Wilson forgot how to play overnight. So you got to figure out exactly what happened there. And I'm sure Sala asked a lot of questions, and these guys all know other people in Denver. And I'm sure they did their homework on what happened there. He took the play calling duties away from himself there. He was the play caller, and then he shifted it to Clint Kubiak late in the season, who also interviewed for the job. You have to do a little, I'm sure the Jets have done the digging and due diligence on what happened in Denver, but that there was a concern there, Jake. I wouldn't brush that aside, but I wouldn't worry about all the stuff about him being a bad head coach. It doesn't really matter when you're the offensive coordinator.
And like you said, he wasn't the play caller, but he helped red zone planning and drawing up a game plan with Matt LaFleur. The reports have said that he was closer with Aaron Rodgers than LaFleur ever was. And I mean, you could see that in some of the disagreements that Rodgers has been shown on camera to have with LaFleur during games. Well,
it helps when you're not calling the plays, right? Yeah. That seems what Rodgers gets mad at. So it helps. Yeah, the Aaron Rodgers thing is going to be the elephant in the room, obviously.
Bring him to the Jets, cause he would change the friend. Our buddy, Joe Namath, has approved giving him the number 12. He said on Tiki and Tierney, I'll give him the number 12. Bring Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
Okay. So I did a huge story today in the post, in Thursday's post, about it. And so Aaron Rodgers, yeah, there's a lot of things that make sense about it, but there's a ton of hurdles to clear before we get there. The first hurdle is, does Rodgers want to play football? Right? Does he want to play, or is he going to retire? He's flirted with retirement. The second is, does he not want to play football in Green Bay anymore? Or conversely, do they not want him anymore? Do they want to move on to Jordan Love? We haven't even reached that part of it yet. Right? Like, we're already speculating a lot. That stuff has to happen. And the timing of this is important, Jake, because let's say Aaron Rodgers and the Packers don't reach their decision until April. All right. Like, that's what happened, I think, 2 years ago, or I can't remember the timing. Well, by April, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be signed. Derek Carr is going to be signed. Anyone else you want to name is going to be signed. You can't wait till April if you're the Jets for a decision from Aaron Rodgers. So the timing of this is going to be interesting, that how quickly Rodgers and the Packers reach a decision. Do they do it before free agency starts in March? And then, you know, from a cap perspective, Jake, this is not a bad contract. It's $48 million over 2 years, the way it's structured, but it's a lot of cash. So I know fans and media, we concentrate on salary cap space a lot because it's kind of easy to understand. There's websites that help us through it, but teams operate with salary cap and then their cash budget. You have to pay him. This isn't like funny money. You literally have to pay him $59 million before September 30th. So if you
try what a life.
Yes. So the way, like, I don't want to get too deep into this because your eyes.
It was very confusing. I agree, because yeah. I was looking at the contract, how it's structured, and I'm glad you're explaining it because I didn't get it.
You guys know how, like, if you get a $20 million signing bonus, Jake, right? I'm going to sign you right now. I give you $20 million. That's a $20 million check you're getting to sign with my team. You can take that money and spread it over, if the contract's 4 years, over 4 years. So it's $5 million. The cap hits $5 million a year for a $20 million signing bonus. So bonus money, you can spread out. What you're paying the person, their salary, that you can't spread out. That's that year. So a lot of times what you'll hear, especially you'll hear this over the next month, so-and-so restructured their contract, right? You know, if you're familiar with that,
yep.
That means someone took, they were supposed to be paid $10 million this year in salary. Their salary now went to $1 million and the team cut them a check for $9 million. And that way they can spread that $9 million over the length of their contract and they get cap space. That's how teams create cap space. It's like a credit card. You're not delaying the payment, you're delaying the salary cap. So what Rodgers has is sort of like that on steroids. Rodgers' contract, you have an option. His salary will be $1.1 million this year, but you owe him a $58 million bonus. So that's a huge money. So I don't know. Will Woody Johnson want to spend that?
So it's basically, if Woody will dish it, they can get him, because his actual number is not going to hurt their cap situation with other needs that they're going to need for the football team.
Financially, yes. Yeah. The cash will hurt their needs, though, right? Like, I know it's easy to say, oh, Woody Johnson has $1 billion, but they do operate on a budget. And part of drafting Zach Wilson, and I'm sure we talked about at the time, is, oh, you get a guy on his rookie deal. If you have a quarterback on his rookie deal, you can spend all this money, all this other place. You're spending $60 million. So, like, it's not like, okay, we now have $40 million for this right tackle. Like, that might be out the window. They do operate on a budget. And I know fans, like, you can't rip him if he's spending $60 million on a quarterback if then he's not able to spend $40 million on a tackle. So I think the cash element is what the Jets have to figure out. I think the biggest thing, Jaco, is, will Aaron Rodgers want to be a Jet? Will he want to play in New York? I have no insight into those things, but Nathaniel Hackett theoretically helps that case.
Yeah, you would think it helps. Now, there's the other sides of it. His political alignments might not line up with New York. You already know he's going to be on the front and back page for things he's going to say. The New York Post might love him. I mean,
he'd be good for business. He'd be good for business, that's for sure.
You know, I think the relationship that they have, and also the hire of Carter here, Keith Carter. Tell me about him as the offensive line coach. What do you know?
Much about him, Jake, yet. Honestly, I know he was with Tennessee for the last 4 years. I think
he was apparently wanted by a few teams, right?
Well, that's what the Jets are pushing out, right? So you believe every single thing you read on Twitter, Jake. Like, it's
not everything.
There's a lot of spin. There's a lot of spin that goes on after these hires from people inside the organization. So he was fired by the Tennessee Titans. So yeah, Titans obviously had a good running game. They had a pretty good running back there. So, but yeah, I don't know much about him. But he's another one. Like I said, show me the quarterback for Nathaniel Hackett. Tell me who's playing on the offensive line, because to me, Jake, that is the key to this offseason is number one, quarterback, but close second is what they're doing on the offensive line. And can they figure out a way to fix that and get five guys that can play a whole season or most of a season together?
I mean, listen, he was fired there, but they had offensive line injuries. They had quarterback injuries. I mean, Tannehill was out 18 to 22 with the Titans. So he was there during Derrick Henry running the NFL and the Titans making playoff runs with maybe a team that wasn't built for a playoff run. So I think that's a decent resume. It was with the Falcons before that and the Seahawks as well. But Hackett is the call here, and the relationship is just too easy. The question is, what would it take? You know, say he does agree to come here. Is this a 2 first-round picks? And a player, is it just a pick? Like, what would it take?
Yeah, I've seen that speculation. He's 39 years old, Jake, and you're taking a headache off the hands of the Packers. They don't have much leverage in this. So, people I talked to thought it's a lot less than that, because you're
really,
it's probably, as I wrote today, it's probably you'd probably have to do like a conditional picks in 24, right? So it'd be mid-round pick this year, maybe another pick this year. And then next year, conditional picks, and it would be like, if he plays 0 games, it's in 2023, it's a 4th-round pick. If he plays 12 games, it's a 3rd-round pick. If you make the playoffs, it's a 2nd-round pick. If he wins MVP or you win the Super Bowl, it's a 1st-round pick. Like that, those kinds of moving pieces, probably a few of those. It would be a package of pick, but I don't think it's 2 first-round picks. He's 39. Like you're getting, remember, Brett Favre was traded for a 4th-round pick. Okay, I know it was a while ago, but he was Brett Favre. It was a 4th-round pick. Like you're not getting, if you're lucky, you're getting 2 years out of Aaron Rodgers. Probably, like, he's flirted with retirement now. This is the 3rd season where he's done this dance. He's going to retire at some point,
which is crazy because he's got a contract. I mean, there's a bunch of options through 2026. So if he wants, so
the last 2 years are fake though, Jake. Those are 2 fake years. They did that for financial purposes. He'll never play in those. If you look at his salary those years, it's like $10 million. He'll never play for that. So it's really a 2-year deal. Like the most you're going to get out of him with the Jets, I think, is 2 years. Like I know Tom Brady has now skewed everything because he's playing at 46, but or 45, whatever he is. Like, most guys are not going to play that long. So I don't see Aaron Rodgers playing deep into his 40s.
If it's only going to cost you like a 1st and a 3rd, or you're saying less, like a 2nd and a 3rd, a 2nd and a 4th. Yeah.
I think really it'd be conditional. Like, I think you really have to make it conditional, Jake, on what you're getting, because he's an unknown at this point too. I mean, he has had
some injuries too.
He had the worst season of his career this year.
Yeah.
Worst season of his career. He did not throw for 300 yards in one game in 2022. So this is not like, I know it's Aaron Rodgers, but it's not even Aaron Rodgers of 2 or 3 years ago right now. Like he's coming off a bad season. So he's still great, and he's still better than anything the Jets have had in a long time. But I don't think it's a complete slam dunk trade to farm. I mean, Lamar Jackson's going to cost you 2 first-round picks if they get to that. Like, Lamar Jackson is 15 years younger or whatever. I think the 39-year-old thing is not being factored in when people are saying, 2 first-round picks. Maybe I'll be wrong. I mean, no one knows, but I just don't think it's going to cost that much.
Well, throw off Jimmy G, throw off Carr, throw off Lamar. It's all in on the Rodgers train now, because this connection, as soon as they made the hire, you're like, it has to be at least the Jets are the front runner, and it's going to come down to him. Because Woody said he's going to pay up for a quarterback, so I don't think he would mind the bonus money, whatever he's got to throw.
I don't know. See, even Jets $60 million. We'll see. Look, though, I think the good people of Denver would tell you that this is where they were at last year, right? They hired Nathaniel Hackett as the head coach. Remember, that means Rodgers is going to Denver. Remember that left this time last year. Oh, that he's going to Denver. He's following Hackett. He stayed in Green Bay. He signed a new contract with the Packers. And Denver was a disaster. Now, they made a big move for a quarterback, but they made that move for Russell Wilson after they knew they couldn't get Aaron Rodgers. So
maybe he didn't like Denver. Maybe he didn't want to live in Denver. Who knows?
Maybe. But yeah, maybe he'll like Florham Park better. I don't know. But I do think we connect the dots. That's what we do. It doesn't always work out. So, you know, I think everyone needs to R-E-L-A-X.
But I think it becomes more realistic, and that's what gets fans excited. Because before it's like, all right, maybe we'll get Rodgers. Now it's like, all right, he's got a coach in here who has
it strengthens the speculation. That's what it does. But we're still a long way away. Like, we're still a lot of steps we have to hit before this becomes even close to reality.
There's no more New York football. Fans got to get excited here in the offseason for something. I'm getting ready for Mets season. I'm ready for that. But, like, you know, I woke up, did not expect that we would have the announcement of a hire, and immediately went to the mic for this emergency show. But I am all in on the Rodgers train. Now, listen, he's somewhat of a lunatic, and he's going to say a lot of crazy things that we're not going to like. But you're just going to have to brush that to the side and just hope that he wins football games.
You won't care if he wins football games.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to take the hallucinogens that he's going to be taking or that is taking, like, whatever. I'm not going to take any medical advice from Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to, you know, put my toe up to a Zoom camera like Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. But
Jets fans will not care if he wins football games. And they're fans. I mean, and what he doesn't commit crimes. He says some out there things sometimes. So it's you know, you can live with that if he's winning your football games.
It will be interesting if they get him, if he does keep the number 12. And if Namath is, I'm sure Namath doesn't care, he's fine with it. But will Rodgers, you know, show some respect to Broadway Joe and not take his number?
I think Namath would probably come publicly and say he wants him to wear it. Like, that's what happened in Denver with Peyton Manning. Right, 18 was retired there for Frank Trapuka, I believe, and so I think it was his family said they wanted Peyton to wear the jersey, and so he wore it. So he's an iconic number 12. I think they would probably give it. I think Namath would probably want him to wear it, and I think he probably would. But we're talking about getting ahead of ourselves, Jake. You know,
let's go.
Do you think he's going to wear the black jersey or the white jersey in week one? Like, we're getting way.
Is he going to live in Florham Park? Is he going to live in West Orange with your sweatshirt? Show us your sweatshirt, the logo.
The Wildcats.
West Orange Wildcats. That is your daughter's softball team. Yes. Yes. So we need to sell the gear on here for charity or for her own keeps. It's a better logo than some of the XFL teams.
Maybe he'll do the Brandon Marshall and live in the city and take the helicopter from Florham Park home, you know,
with $60 million a year, he can do whatever he wants. Well, I'm hoping to see Aaron Rodgers at the club on a Friday night.
Do you think he'd shift from the Pat McAfee show to Gangs All Here if he comes to New York? Jake, do his weekly spot with us?
Oh, my God. Imagine
that. Would help. That would help subscribers, right?
Do we have anyone else we could bring on that has a relationship with him? Any former Jets that does Brandon Marshall have a relationship with?
I don't think there's anyone that's crossed. Muhammad Wilkerson played in Green Bay for a minute.
Let me text Mo.
I don't think there's anyone else I'm trying to think of who the Green Bay Jets thing. Greg Van Roten.
There we go. Let's get Greg on here and get Rodgers. If we get Rodgers on, that's the booking of the century right there. If he comes on this show. Maybe next season we'll see it. Well, the excitement is real. The Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett. Anyone that has Blake Bortles, takes Blake Bortles to the AFC Championship, gets some respect in my mind. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. And a busy offseason ahead, but Hackett is the OC. Maybe our next emergency show will be Aaron Rodgers is the next Jets quarterback. Stay tuned for that. We'll close out this emergency episode of Gangs All Here next.
The quarterback position, obviously, with all the different interviews, was the number one concern, and rightfully so. And it was simple. We're committed to finding a veteran. We didn't get into names. I doubt that he's even studied. He hasn't studied those guys yet, which he's going to start next week. But we didn't get into specifics on names. But it was talked about that we do plan on bringing a veteran quarterback if we can. We do want to continue working with Zach and continue to develop him.
Alrighty, that says adios to episode 137 of Gangs All Here, a Jets podcast from the New York Post. Thanks to Andrew Hartz for helping me produce the show. If you're watching this on YouTube, where you can watch full uncut episodes of Gangs All Here on the New York Post Sports YouTube page, please give us a thumbs up and comment. Do you want Aaron Rodgers as the Jets quarterback? What would you give up? And if not, who do you want as the Jets quarterback? Let us know in the comments section below. Give us that thumbs up. And if you're listening to the audio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, make sure you're subscribed. Go to the stars. Give us a 5-star rating. Write in a nice review as well. We appreciate your support all season as we are now full-blown into the offseason. Our next episode probably won't come until maybe Aaron Rodgers. Maybe they get Rodgers and that's the next episode. If nothing, until free agency, we'll be back for a pre-free agency show as we analyze the salary cap and who the Jets might go after. And then we'll have another show or a couple shows depending on what happens in free agency. So stay tuned. You just never know with this franchise when an emergency episode might pop up. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Brian Koz. Tweet me at Jake Brown Radio. I'll be at 32 the next time we do this show. My birthday's Sunday, February 5th. Looking forward to that. Another year older and hopefully a big year ahead at 32 years old. For Brian Costello, I'm Jake Brown. We will see you sometime soon, hopefully for Aaron Rodgers. If not, we'll see you in free agency. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Gangs All Here. Stay safe out there. Bring Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.